game with big butts and whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Thank you, Gary Carter. Hi, folks. Welcome once again to Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck, where you can spin your way to big bucks and some great prizes, too. Right now, let's meet today's player.
So I need the big bucks.
Yeah, hey, I'm Ned. I'm from Wisconsin. I want to make my own movie, so I need some big money so I can get some equipment.
Hi, my name is Karen. I want to say hi to my husband, Kevin. I'm here to win big bucks to go on a big vacation.
Players, great to have all three of you here. Are you ready to press your luck? It looks like you are. Yeah? Okay, good. Well, let's get it going here. We're going to start you each off with $1,000. You can add to that by taking a chance on that beautiful multicolored game board that you see behind me here. That's what we like to call the big board. It has hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes on it, including this gem car. Yes, indeed. You will need to land on the gem space in round one, the car space in round three. Then you need to win the game, and you can drive that baby on out of here. Now, each time you spin here, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains a cash value or a prize. This is how that works. Ready? Stop! There you go, a game collection. That'd be worth $300 for you. Some classic board games there, but you have to be careful of the dreaded whammy. Land on the whammy, he'll come out of here, take all your cash, take all your prizes, and not even think twice about it. Knock you right out of the rest of the round here. Now, the strategy in the first round is to take as many spins as you dare to take without hitting that whammy. You can freeze at any time if you're afraid of the whammy or if you think you've already earned enough to win the round. The player that's in the lead at the end of our first round here has the big advantage in our final round. And the player in the lead at the end of the game is our winner and the only one who gets to keep all the cash and all the prizes they've earned, okay? We did a drawing backstage to determine who would go first in this round. Nicole, that's you, starting you off with $1,000. Right. Let's put the big board in motion. Good luck to you.
Stop
on a virtual headset TV worth $699, Nicole. Man, down to you. $1,000 for you. Here comes your first spin. Good luck.
All right, big money, big money, big money, big money. Come on, baby, now.
Stop on a diving watch worth $380.
Yeah.
Do a lot of diving, Ned?
A little bit.
Not much. Well, now would be a good time to really get into it. You never lose track of the time down there.
Exactly,
very important when you're underwater. All right.
Very important.
Karen, you've got $1,000 to start. Let's see what we can add to that right now.
Come on, big bucks.
Stop at $1,250. There you go, Karen. Big bucks for you right out of the gate. Put you in first place. Now that we've been through the line once successfully, no whammies so far, we need to add more to the board. There they are. Nicole, we come back to you currently in second place, $1,699. What would you like to do?
I'd like to
press your luck. Let's go.
Big bucks, stop.
And a trampoline, Nicole, worth $300 for you, $1,999. Ned, third place with $1,380. Freeze or press your luck?
Press your luck. Come on, big money, come on, big now.
Stop at a video game system. Worth $500. Still in third place. Karen, still in first place. $2,250. Freeze and take that into the final round or press your luck?
I'm pressing my luck.
Stop at $350. Six spins into the game here. Still no whammies. The gem card still up there. Big bucks. Great prizes. And yes, more whammies. Here they come. Nicole, back to you. $1,999. I know it's a tough decision with all the whammies, but she wants to keep going. Here we go.
Look at that jump card. That jump card on top.
So, there's the first whammy of the game. Right back down to zero, Nicole. Your first whammy knocks you out of this first round. The game's not over for you, though. Although here in this round, it is just between Ned and Karen now. Ned, the decision is all yours, sir. What would you like to do?
Press my luck.
Let's go. Stop on an electronic keyboard worth $200. $2,080. Still trailing Karen here with $2,600. What do you want to do, Karen? You're still in first place. Freeze or press your luck? You're going to freeze? All right. You are frozen. $2,600. You'll take that into the final round. We're going to add more whammies to the board here, and then we're going to come back to Ned. It's all you here, sir. You're currently in second place. You trail Karen by, just over $500. What would you like to do? Freeze or press your luck?
Keep going.
He wants that first place position. All right. Stop and advance two spaces to a boombox, which is worth $248. See all the whammies up there. What you gonna do, Ned? Freeze or press your luck?
Press my luck!
Let's go. Stop. Only one whammy, Ned.
All eyes for Judge Whammy.
I don't want to hear about your money problems. Dismissed.
Dismissed you right back down to zero, and that's how we're going to end the first round of the game here with Nicole and Ned. Both of you have a whammy, both of you $0. Karen, $2,600. Turns out that was the right move to freeze there. You'll take that into our final round. And when we come back, we'll take you into our question round. Stay with us. The question round of Whammy, the all-new Pressure Luck. Let's get to know our players before we jump into that now. Nicole, we'll start with you. It says here that you love to travel.
Love to travel.
What's your dream destination?
Anywhere in Europe. London, yeah. France.
You want to do like the whole backpack hiking thing?
Yeah. I've done it once. I gotta go again.
You would do it again?
Good deal.
Well, we got some great trips up there. Let's see what we can set you up with today, all right? Have backpack, we'll travel. Ned, you're a movie maker. I can see. Ned kind of has the whole James Dean look going a little bit. Don't you? Yeah, people tell you that before?
I've heard it.
There you go. Okay. What kind of movie
that wasn't
is it?
That wasn't my James Dean, but.
Hey, you fooled me, Ned.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, I'm easy that way. What can I say?
Okay.
What kind of movies you like to make?
I like to make movies about people facing their fears and overcoming obstacles, you know, with a positive ending.
Kind of like Ned versus the Whammy, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Exactly.
Ned, good luck to you. Good to have
you
here. Karen.
Yeah?
It always strikes me as being so sweet when a woman comes on, or a man for that matter, and says hello to their dear spouse. That's so nice. Is he kind of your good luck charm?
Absolutely. Absolutely is.
How long have you been married?
3 years. May 99. I need big bucks. Time for vacation.
Yeah? Where do you want to go?
I want to go back to Jamaica where we got married.
Oh, how nice. Married in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck to you, Karen. Well, players, what we're going to do now is give you a chance to earn some spins to take into the final round. The more spins you earn, of course, the better chance you have on winning the game. This is how our question round works. I'm going to ask a question. The first player to buzz in gets to give me an answer. That answer then becomes one of three choices for the remaining two players. A correct buzz-in answer will get you three spins. A correct multiple-choice answer will get you one spin, okay? Yaman. All right, Yaman. Here comes your first question. Players, tell me, what 4-star general was previously the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and is our current Secretary of State? Karen.
Colin Powell.
Is it Colin Powell, Donald Rumsfeld, or John Ashcroft? Nicole.
Ashcroft.
Ned?
Powell.
It is indeed Colin Powell, yes. Nicole stays at zero. Ned, you pick up a spin there. Karen, three spins for you on that one. Leads us to our next question. Time for another whammy flashback here. 5, 10, or 15 years ago, Hong Kong returns to Chinese rule. Michael Jackson's first son is born. Tiger Woods wins his first Masters tournament.
5 years.
Karen?
5 years.
Did that happen 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, Nicole?
5 years ago.
Yeah.
5.
Sure, it happened 5 years ago. Nicole, a spin for you gives you one. Ned, another spin for you brings you to 2. And Karen, you pick up 3 more spins, brings you to 6.
Okay.
She gives you 6 spins just for raising your hand. Not only do you buzz in, but the hand goes up, the whole thing. All right. Next question. Like a Rock is both a Bob Seger song and the ad slogan for what?
Chevy, Chevrolet.
Truck maker. Is it Chevrolet? Is it Chevrolet, Ford, or Dodge? Nicole?
Chevrolet.
Ned?
Chevrolet.
Chevy trucks built like a rock. Yeah. Nicole, you go to 2 spins, picking up 1 there. Ned, you get another spin. You're now at 3. Karen, the happiest woman on the face of the earth, you go to 9 spins on that one, all right? Karen, you get more excited about the question round than you do the big board.
I just want to win.
All right, okay. Next question. Since it started in the 1800s, the Westminster Kennel Club dog show has been held every year in what country? Karen.
England?
Is it England, the United States, or Canada? Nicole.
England.
Ned?
England.
Nope, happens right here in the United States of America. Yep. Nobody picks up any spins. Everybody stays right where they are, and it leads us into our final question. With no relation to Mr. Spock, the process of vulcanization actually has to do with the chemical strengthening of what material? I'll give it to you multiple choice. Is it steel, glass, or rubber? Nicole, what do you think?
Rubber.
Ned?
Rubber.
Karen?
Steel.
Rubber. It is indeed rubber. Yes, vulcanization. All right, nice question round there, players. Here's how it looks. Nicole, you pick up a spin there, go to 3. Ned, you pick up another spin. You'll take 4 spins into the final round. Karen, you'll have 9 spins to take to the big board. And we will do that right after this.
Up will receive the Argus Internet Ready digital camera with color LCD cyber display and audio and video recording capabilities. Sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle. An American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
You have waited long enough. Here it is, the big final round of Whammy, the all-new Pressure Luck. Welcome to it. Players, over $100,000 in cash and prizes up there on the big board. And like always, some whammies. Now, please do be careful. Hit a whammy. They're going to grab all your cash. They're going to leave you flat broke. Hit 4 of them. You'll be out of this game. So, Nicole, be careful. Ned, be careful. You each have a whammy already. As if the whammies weren't enough for you, the big board now features double whammies. Double whammies will take all your money, and they'll come out here and mess with you a little bit. More strategy here in the final round, because now you can pass your remaining spins to the opponent that's in the lead in the hopes that they hit a whammy. Plus, the leader must take all the spins that have been passed to him. Remember, only the player that's in the lead at the end of the game here will get to keep all their cash and all their prizes. All right? All right. Let's get this thing going here. Karen, you have $2,600. You will be going last in this round. That's the advantage we talked about before. We would go to the player with the least amount of money. Nicole and Ned are tied at 0, so we go to the player with the least amount of spins. Nicole, that's you. $0, 1 whammy, 3 spins. Are you ready to press your luck?
I'm ready to
Let's
press
go.
My luck. All right. Come on, big bucks. Any big bucks?
Stop. Stop at $2,000 or lose a whammy.
$2,000.
You got the money. $2,000. Second place now, Nicole. 2
All
spins
right.
to go. Press your luck or pass.
I'm pressing my luck. Go, big bucks.
$800. Now you're in first place. 1 spin left. Would you like to pass that spin to Karen, or would you like to press your
I'm
luck?
Going.
Let's
I'm
go.
Going. Yeah, I need a vacation.
Stop at a ranch vacation. Nicole, that vacation is worth $3,692. And put you in first place, $6,492. How about that? Talking about making the most out of your spins, let's go to Ned. Ned, $0. Let's see what you can do with 4 spins. Are you ready?
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Big money here. Big money. Come on, Ned. Come on, come on, come on, come on now.
Stop at $1,400. Third place, 3 spins to go, Ned.
Press
your luck. All right.
Come on, Ned. Come on, Ned. Come on, Ned.
Stop at $700. $2,100 now, Ned. Still in third place. 2 spins
keep
remaining.
Going, keep
Let's
going,
go.
Come on, baby. Come on. Come on now.
Stop at a shuffleboard right. table. And that's worth $700. Brings you up to $2,800. Second place, Ned. Currently $3,692 behind Nicole. 1 more spin. Would you like to pass it to Nicole, or would you like to press your luck?
Press my luck.
You finish up in second place now, $3,799. And now we come to you, Karen. Previously, you were in first place. You had the advantage of going last here. You saw what Nicole did. You saw what Ned did. Nicole did it with 3 spins. Ned did it with 4. You have 9 spins to play with here. Would you like to press your luck and get started?
Absolutely.
Let's go. stop at a VCR and video collection worth $525. Still in third place, 8 spins.
I'm pressing.
Stop at a portable DVD player. That's worth $1,699. Karen,
press.
Now you are in second place. Stop at a trip to Antigua. Are you ready for this, Karen? That trip is worth $4,260. Puts you in first place with $9,084. And when we come back from this commercial break, Karen still has 6 spins. Please don't go anywhere now. All right, just before the break, Karen, who at the beginning of the show said she wanted to travel with her husband of 3 years, just landed on a trip to Antigua. Wow. Karen, that trip put you in first place. You have $9,084. You have 6 spins. You have no whammies. Now, just keep in mind here before you let me know if you want to press your luck or if you want to pass. Should you decide to pass, the spins that you want to pass come down here to Nicole, and she'll be able to work with them a little bit, okay? So now what do you want
to
do? You want
to
give them to Nicole, or you want to press your luck?
I have no choice.
All right, there's even more trips up there. See what you can do. Stop at a 35-millimeter camera. Worth $510. Karen, $9,594. Picture you and your hubby on the beach there. Can't you just see it?
I have to press.
Oh, she wants to go. All right. Bye-bye, Antigua. Karen, here's the good news. That was only your first whammy, and you still have 4 spins. You see up on the board there, you've got 3,000 in a spin, 4,000, 5,000. Also, a ton of great trips up there and beautiful prizes, okay?
I'm going.
Do you want to go?
I got to go.
All right, she wants to go. Here we go. Stop at $1,500. 3 spins to go. What would you like to do?
I want to keep going.
Chain link bracelet worth $500 brings you up to $2,000 now. You trail Nicole by $4,492. You have 2 spins. You want to keep going? All right, here we go.
Big bucks.
Stop it, big bucks. $5,000 in a spin. $5,000 in a spin for Karen.
Oh, my God.
Her legs are falling out from beneath her. Karen, you are now back in first place with $7,000. You still have 2 spins. Do you want to pass them to Nicole, or do you want to press your luck once again? You only lead Nicole by $508. All right, back to the board she goes.
All the losers may try, no one makes pizza pie like the whammy.
Karen, back down to zero you go. You trail Nicole by $6,492. If you decide to press your luck, you're going to need something that gives you another spin, okay? You have $5,000 in a spin. We have $1,000 or spin again. You need more spins to keep you alive. There's not a square up there that's worth over $6,400. So you need something that keeps the ball rolling.
Press.
You want to go for it? Okay. Stop at $1,100. It's a nice chunk of change, but it's not enough to beat Nicole. You did it, Nicole. Exhausted watching Karen go through that. $6,492. Here's my good buddy Gary to tell you what you want, Nicole.
Nicole, how would you like to spend 6 nights and 7 days for two at the Roseland Ranch in upstate New York? A casual ranch resort for all to enjoy. Horseback riding, swimming, fishing, entertainment, and winter activities. Year-round fun from Roseland Ranch, Stanfordville. Put that together with $2,800 in cash, and your grand total is $6,492.
I tell you what, when your knees came out from underneath you, I almost fell over on my podium. I hope you had a lot of fun. That was great. You were wonderful. Ned, good luck with the movies, man.
Thanks a lot.
Jane Steen, definitely. Nicole, how about that? What about this one down here? Was she giving you a run for your money or what?
My
heart's just better. Folks, you see how we do it around here? Hope we see you next time. This is Whammy, the all-new Pressure Luck.
Bye-bye for now.